Kaizer Chiefs defeated arch rivals Orlando Pirates 2-1 in the Nedbank Cup final at the Moses Mabhida Stadium yesterday, ending a decade-long trophy drought. Captain Yusuf Mart scored a late goal to secure victory for Amakhosi, who took an early lead with a penalty by Gaston Serino. However, it took Pirates only 7 minutes to score the equaliser with a header by Evidence Makgopa, as he did last weekend in their match. Now, this is Chiefs' first piece of major silverware since 2015, while the Buccaneers missed out on equaling their own record of a hat-trick of National Cup triumphs. And then over to some rugby. The DHL Stormers ran in 7 tries to lead them to a comprehensive 48-12 bonus point win against the Dragons in their penultimate league match. Now, this puts them a step closer, a step towards the United Rugby Championship playoffs. The Vodacom Bulls took another step closer to a home semi-finals as they smashed Welsh side Cardiff 45-21 at Loftus yesterday, thanks to a powerful forwards performance and a masterclass at the back from Willy Leroux. And then in some tennis, world's number one Jannik Sinner made a winning return to court after his 3-month doping ban. He saw off Argentina's Mariano Navone in straight sets at the Italian Open. Emma Raducanu and Jack Draper are also in action today. And then ending off in some athletics, all 4 South Africa's relay teams have advanced to the World Athletics Relays Championships finals in China yesterday. Now, in the women's 4x400 meter heats, Shirley Nekrubu, Hannah Fanny Kerk, Precious Molepo and Zenei Geldenhuys won their race in 3 minutes and 28.01 seconds, finishing well clear of Germany, who took second place in 3 minutes and 28.63 seconds and breaking their own national record. The men's 4x100 meter squad, led by Akani Simbine, stormed to victory with a time of 37.84 seconds to secure the finals and automatic qualification for the World Championships. The 4x400 meters men's team saw Mtimkulu, Udeme Okon, Alith Pele, and Zakiti Nene combine well to win their race in 3 minutes on the dot. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.